Hello, welcome to Wombats and Music. This is your host, Harry Weil. I bring you Wombats and Music Monday nights at 7 and Saturday afternoons at 1. It's my chance each week to play for you songs I think are just extra special. And each time I have a show, I put in something strange, a reading, a story, a joke, and I call those things Wombats. And that's where my title comes from, Wombats and Music. And I have a wombat lined up for you tonight. And something you'll recognize. That's a change. But we're going to start off the show with our traditional kind of stuff. This is a Bob Dylan fragment that was he left in a, somebody picked it up on a basement tape, you know, a homemade recording. And others turned it into a song, and now it's gotten around. It's called Wagon Wheel, and this is my favorite version. It's the Old Crow Medicine Show recording it, and they add a pretty funky rhythm to it. Wagon Wheel.
Plays a guitar, I pick a banjo now. Oh, the North Country winters keep getting me. I lost my money playing poker, so I had to hop a leap.
But I ain't a turning back to live that old life no more. So rock me, mama, like a wagon wheel. Rock me, mama, any way you feel. Hey. Like a southbound train. Hey, mama, rock me.
I called a trucker out of Philly, had a nice long toque.
But he's headed west from the Cumberland Gap to Johnson City, Tennessee. And I gotta get a move on, babe, for the sun. I hear my baby calling my name, and I know that she's the only one. And if I die in Raleigh, at least I will die free. So rock me, mama, like a wagon wheel. Rock me, mama, in a hey, mama, rock me. Rock me, mama, like the wind and the rain. Rock me, mama, like a southbound train. Hey, mama, rock me.
That was Wagon Wheel by the Old Crow Medicine Show. Next up is Enrique Iglesias with One Night Stand. I saw Enrique Iglesias at the, I think, probably the peak of his career somewhere in there. He was in his early 30s and just a stunningly handsome, energetic young man. And he sang this song, among others. And you just couldn't understand how could, it's called One Night Stand. Who in the world would have just a one night stand with Enrique Iglesias because they didn't want to see him again? Anyway, I remember his energy and I think of it every time I hear this recording. One Night Stand by Enrique Iglesias.
That was
One Night Stand by Enrique Iglesias. Next up is Copperhead Road. And I got this watching a line dance. And you can just feel the line dance in this rhythm. The interesting part to me is the song is kind of monotonous at the beginning with a nice rhythm, but then it starts to get a little more complicated and gets quite interesting, as do the lyrics. You all may know that moonshine was a big deal, not necessarily in Abingdon proper, but up in the hills around nearby. And this song is partly about back when the stills were there. And my wife's mother lived through that period and had a few stories to talk about it. They lived out on Smith Creek, which is a little bit away, about 20 miles out of Abingdon, 15. And that neighborhood up there, were areas up in the mountains there where there were stills, illegal stills and moonshiners. So, Copperhead Road.
Copperhead Road.
That was Copperhead Road. Next up is This Old Porch by Lyle Lovett. And I thought I'd talk to you a little bit about how I create these shows. I pulled together a bunch of songs that I think I could use some of on the show. And then I kind of pick a running order or first cut. And if I haven't heard a song in a while that I think I'm going to like a lot again, I may want to play it. So yesterday, I played the next one, This Old Porch. I kind of said, hey, are you good enough to be on my show? Can you carry your weight against these really great pieces of music I have? And I put it on, listened to it, and said, okay, I got it. You can. It rang my bell. So this is This Old Porch by Lyle Lovett.
This old porch is like a big old red and white Hereford bull, standing under a mesquite tree. I don't know what they'll say, and he just keeps on playing hide and seek with that hot August sun. Just a sweating and a pen, 'cause his work is never done. And this old porch is like a steaming greasy plate of enchiladas, with lots of cheese and onions and a guacamole salad. And you can get him down at the La Salle Hotel in old downtown, with iced tea and a waitress, and she will smile every time. And this old porch is the palace walking on the main street of Texas. It's never seen the day, a GNR in excess, with that 62 poster that's almost faded down, and a screen without a picture since Giant came to town. This old porch is like a weathered gray-haired 70 years of Texas. It's doing all it can not to give in to the city, and he always takes the rent late, so long as I run the cattle. And he picks me up at dinner time, and I listen to him rattle. He says the Brazos still runs muddy, just like she's run all along. There ain't never been no cane to grind, the cotton's all but gone. And you know this brand new Chevrolet, hell, it was something back in 60, but now there won't nobody listen to it, 'cause they all think he's crazy. And this old porch is just a long time of waiting and forgetting and remembering the coming back, and not crying about the leaving, and remembering the falling down, and the laughter of the curse of luck from all of those passers-by who said we'd never get back up. This old porch is just a long time of waiting and forgetting and remembering the coming back, and not crying about the leaving, and remembering the falling down, and the laughter of the curse of luck from all of those sons of bitches who said we'd never get back up. Thank you.
That was This Old Porch by Lyle Lovett. I often mention my experience with the New York City Pinewoods Folk Music Club that I was in for 34 years. I was active in it, and it was quite an experience. And among the things we did was we sang gospel. And the first weekend I went with this group, a woman named Isabel Goldstein roped me in to join her gospel group. And we ended up having a name. We were the No Name Yet Gospel Group. And then we were the Still No Name Yet Gospel Group. Anyway, and we sang this song. This is Are You Washed in the Blood of the Lamb by Joey and Rory.
Have you been to Jesus for the cleansing power? Are you washed in the blood of the Lamb? Are you fully trusting in His grace this hour? Are you washed in the blood of the Lamb? Are you washed in the blood? In the soul cleansing blood of the Lamb? Are your garments spotless? Are they white as snow? Are you washed in the blood of the Lamb? Are you walking daily by the Savior's side? Are you washed in the blood of the Lamb? Do you rest each moment in the crucified? Are you washed in the blood of stained with sin, and be washed in the blood of the Lamb. There's a fountain flowing for the soul unclean. Oh, be washed in the blood of the Lamb. Are you washed in the blood? In the soul cleansing blood of the Lamb. Are your garments spotless? Are they white as snow? Are you washed in the blood of the in the blood of the Lamb.
That was Are You Washed in the Blood of the Lamb, sung by Joey and Rory. Next up is a kind of a new age kind of thing, I guess. It's called Shia. I guess that's the artist, S-I-A, Heaven's Gate. And it's all added onto my list of here's another one of those enlightenment songs. But you really got to get into it to get enlightened, I tell you that. I particularly love the bass fiddle, the woomph, woomph on this. So here is Heaven's Gate by Sia.
Found a way to bleed inside. I heard silence call my truth. In the dark I spoke to you, but every echo pulled me deep into promises I couldn't keep. I was breaking, I was lost in the weight. Every door felt like it closed too late.
That was Heaven's Gate by Seal. Next up is what I think of as a Cajun Mardi Gras song, Ico. I play Ico on this show, I'd say, almost once a month. There are so many different versions of it, but this is one of the big ones at the start. This really catches the rhythm awfully well. Ico, Ico by the Dixie Cups.
grandma and your grandma were sitting by the fire. My grandma told your grandma, I'm gonna set your flag on fire. You're talking about hey now, hey now, hey now. Aiko, aiko, ande, Giacomo Fino, anale, Giacomo Finale. Look at my king all dressed in red. Aiko, aiko, ande, I bet you $5 he'll kill you dead. Giacomo Finale. Talking about henna,
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 henna.
Aiko, aiko, ande, Giacomo Fino, anale, Giacomo Finale. My flag boy and your flag boy sitting by the fire. My flag boy to your flag boy, I'm gonna set your flag on fire. Talking about henna,
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 henna.
Aiko, aiko, ande, Giacomo Fino, anale, Giacomo Finale. See that guy all dressed in green, aiko, aiko, ande. He's not a man, he's a loving machine. Giacomo Finale. Talking about henna,
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 henna.
Aiko, aiko, ande, Giacomo Fino, anale, Giacomo Finale. Talking about henna,
henna,
henna. Aiko, aiko, ande, Giacomo Fino, anale, Giacomo Finale. Giacomo Finale.
That was Aiko Aiko by the Dixie Cups. You've been listening to Wombats and Music with your host, Harry Baya. I bring you Wombats and Music Monday nights at 7 and Saturday afternoons at 1 from WEHC at Emory and Henney University and WISE in Wise, Virginia. And it's my chance each week to play these songs that you've been listening to and put in something odd around the middle of the show, around now. And I call those odd things wombats. And it's wombat time on the Wombats and Music Show. So here comes your wombat. And I'm going to read to you a poem. This is Daffodils, a poem by William Wordsworth, read for you by Harry Baya. I wandered lonely as a cloud that floats on high o'er vales and hills, when all at once I saw a crowd, a host of golden daffodils, beside the lake beneath the trees, fluttering and dancing in the breeze. Continuous as the stars that shine and twinkle on the Milky Way, they stretched in never-ending line along the margin of a bay. 10,000 saw I at a glance, tossing their heads in sprightly dance. The waves beside them danced, but they outdid the sparkling waves in glee. A poet could not but be gay in such a jocund company. I gazed and gazed, but little thought what wealth that show to me had brought. For oft when on my couch I lie in vacant or in pensive mood, they flash upon the inward eye, which is the bliss of solitude. And then my heart with pleasure fills and dances with the daffodils. That was William Wordsworth's Daffodils, read for you by Harry Baya. Next up comes another, I guess, Enlightenment song. This one is called Closer to Fine. It's by the Indigo Girls, and it's a little subtle, but it gets to me. This is Closer to Fine.
I'm trying to tell you something
the best thing you ever done for me. Used to help me take my life less seriously. It's only life after all. Yeah. Well, darkness has a hunger that's insatiable, and lightness has a call that's hard to hear. And I wrap my fear around me like a blanket. I sail my ship of safety till I sank it. I'm crawling on your shores. I went to the doctor, I went to the mountains, I looked to the children, I drank from the fountains. There's more than one answer to these questions, pointing me in a crooked line. And the less I seek my source for some definitive, closer I am to find, yeah. Closer I am to find, yeah. And I went to see the doctor of philosophy, with a poster of Rasputin and a beer down to his knee. He never did marry or see a big great movie. He graded my performance, he said he could sit through me. I spent 4 years prostrate to the higher mind, got my paper and I was free. I went to the doctor, I went to the mountains, I looked to the children, I drank from the fountains. There's more than one answer to these questions, pointing me in a crooked line. And the less I seek my source for some definitive, closer I am to find, yeah. Closer I am to find, yeah. I stopped by the bar at 3 a.m. to seek solace in a bottle or possibly a friend. I woke up with a headache like my head against a board, twice as cloudy as I'd been the night before. And I went in seeking clarity. I went to the doctor, I went to the mountains, I looked to the children, I drank from the fountain. We go to the doctor, we go to the mountains, we look to the children, we drink. Less I seek my source for some definitive, closer I am to find, closer I am to find, closer I am to find, yeah.
That was Closer to Find by the Indigo Girls. And now we're going to have a wildflower, or maybe it's wildflowers. This is, I think, an important song. I don't know why, I just think it is. But there's a metaphor here, and that is, wildflowers don't care where they grow. So the people who are wildflowers can sort of thrive anywhere. And it's kind of a mark of something to admire, but also be a little bit annoying. So this song catches all that, but it's my kind of music. The banjo, the fiddle, the mandolin, the guitar, I think they're all in there, and the bass, just doing a wonderful job. And then the words come through. Wildflowers don't care where they grow. This is performed by Mark and Maggie O'Connor. Thank you. Wild Flowers Don't Care Where They Grow by Mark and Maggie O'Connor. Next up is a version of Shady Grove by Louis Collins. And this is what I think of as true folk music, very sparse. It's mainly her voice and her on the banjo. I tried to find out. I did establish that she is a banjo player. She didn't pick up the banjo until she was 50. And then since she's learned to play it like this. I thought it sounded, what's the word, amateurish isn't right, but she didn't sound like a traditional clawhammer banjo player. On the other hand, the music was perfect. Her heart was in it in a way that made it real. And I really enjoyed this performance of Shady Grove by Louis Collins.
Cheeks as red as a blooming rose, eyes of the darkest brown. He's the darling of my heart, sweetest little boy in town. Shady Grove, my little love, Shady Grove, I say. Shady Grove, my little love, bountiful. Summertime, apples in the fall. I can't have the one I love, have no love at all. And if I was a June apple hanging on a tree, every time that a little boy passed, take a bite of me. Shady Grove, my little love, Shady Grove, I say. Shady Grove, my little love, bountiful way. If I had a needle and thread, fine as I could sew, sew that little boy to my side, down the road we'd go. I wish I had a banjo string made of golden twine. Every tune I'd play on her, I'd know that boy was mine. Shady Grove, my little love, Shady Grove, I say. Shady Grove, my little love, Shady Grove, my darling, Shady Grove, my little love, I'm going back to Harlan.
That was Shady Grove by Louis Collins. And next up is a second wombat. It's a two wombat day. This is a reading of The Smuggler Song, written by Rudyard Kipling. And the voice that you hear sounds very, very much like me. And oh, I do have an accent a lot like that. What's the devil? So, but it's not me. I thought it might have been. Listen closely. I can't read like that. It's really very well read. The Smuggler's Song by Rudyard Kipling, read by a professional reader. This is a poem by Rudyard Kipling. It's called A Smuggler's Song, and it's set in England at a time when a foreign power, possibly it could be the English in Ireland, or more likely maybe the French coming into England, were there, and smugglers were not considered the enemy of the people. In fact, the people supported them. So, this is a smuggler's song. If you wake at midnight and hear a horse's feet, don't go drawing back the blind or looking in the street. Them that ask no questions isn't told a lie. Watch the wall, my darling, while the gentlemen go by. 25 ponies trotting through the dark. Brandy for the parson, baccy for the clerk. Laces for a lady, letters for a spy. And watch the wall, my darling, while the gentlemen go by. Running round the woodlump, if you chance to find little barrels roped and tarred, all full of brandy wine, don't you shout to come and look, nor use 'em for your play. Put the brushwood back again, and they'll be gone next day. If you see the stable door settin' open wide, if you see a tired horse lyin' down inside, if your mother mends a coat cut about and tore, if the lining's wet and warm, don't you ask no more. If you meet King George's men dressed in blue and red, you be careful what you say and mindful what is said. If they call you pretty maid and chuck you neath the chin, don't you tell where no one is, nor yet where no one's been. Knocks and footsteps round the house, whistles after dark. You've no call for running out till the house dogs bark. Trust his ear and pinch his ear and see how dumb they lie. They don't fret to follow when the gentlemen go by. If you do as you've been told, likely there's a chance you'll be given a dainty doll all the way from France, with a cap of Valenciennes and a velvet hood, a present from the gentleman, along of being good. 25 ponies trotting through the dark, brandy for the parson, baccy for the clerk. Them that ask no questions isn't told a lie. Watch the wall, my darling, while the gentlemen go by.
Next up is a little change of pace. This is a 50s song. It's called That's All I Want From You by J.P. Morgan. I don't hear much being created now that sounds anything like this at all. I'm sure there is some, but then it was just very common to have something just as heartfelt as this is.
And grows, not one that comes and goes. That's all I want from you. A sunny day with hopes up to the sky, a kiss and no goodbye. That's all I want from you. Don't let me down. Oh, show me that you care. So get your share. Don't let me down. I have no time to wait. Tomorrow might not come when dreamers dream too late. A little love that slowly grows and grows, not one that comes and goes. That's all I want. Tomorrow from you. That's all I want from you.
That's All I Want From You, sung by J.P. Morgan. Next up is a fiddle tune. It's an Irish tune, Tam Lynn, and listed as Peak Fiddler. And I'm a fiddler, and this is the way I want my fiddle music to be. I love this song almost as much as any fiddle piece I ever heard. I just like what it does. This is why I took up the fiddle. That was Tam Lynn by Peak Fiddler. And you've been listening to Wombats and Music with your host, Harry Baya. I bring you Wombats and Music from Emory and Henry University and Wise, Virginia. And it's our chance each week to play for you the kind of songs you've been listening to. But now it's time to tell you goodbye. So please join me in celebrating most joyously our being here at all. Goodbye.